A billion years ago, there was nothing but space. Then one of God's wet farts blew all the planets in place. There were no signs of life on Mars or Venus, but planet Earth was blessed with two baby geniuses. Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, tell us something we don't know.
Hello,
babies.
Welcome to Baby Geniuses. I'm Emily.
I'm Lisa.
Thanks for listening to our show. God, you look good today.
Oof.
Ooh, I'm getting all... No, we're not going
to
do that.
Ooh, no.
I would do that, but some of you would enjoy it too much, you fucking pervs.
You pieces of shit.
Oh, man, I just really turned on you guys. You didn't even do anything. Welcome to our show. We got so many good Twitter topics from you guys.
Yeah,
for
we
what
did.
To talk about today.
You guys are better at knowing what we should talk about than we are. At this yeah. point. We haven't learned anything.
Okay.
The first one we got is about making and keeping friends as you get older. How do you gals do it? How do you court friends?
Oh my gosh. This is such a good question that is on my mind so much.
Yeah, because I feel like in our 30s, we're still learning that shit.
Yeah.
Figuring it out.
How do you make friends?
Yeah.
How do you keep friends?
It feels like dating.
It does feel like dating. Only you're not allowed... The thing that is like confusing to me is like I feel like you're not allowed to be like, oh, this friendship's not working out anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to like talk openly about friendship and what kind of friends you are and what you need.
Yes. To be like, what happens if I really like this person, but they're not the type of friend that I need?
Yeah.
And how do you know what kind of friend you need? And I feel like those needs have changed as I've gotten older. Like as I've gotten older, it's been like, oh, people who are flaky, I can't have in my life anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like I need people to show me that they like me. Uh-huh. And flaky people don't do that well enough because I'm just like, okay, well, we tried to meet up for 5 coffees and it hasn't worked out. So I guess you just don't like me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Or people who are late for every time we're supposed to get together. I feel like.
Yeah.
If you're the type of person who thinks the rules don't apply to you, that means I'm just.
Or if you cancel last minute.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
There's some people I'll put up with that from, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I just immediately took this topic and turned it into an excuse to gripe about things I don't like and other people, which is my way.
Yeah. I feel like it's not difficult for me to find people who I could be friends with, you know?
Yeah.
But then actually figuring out who I want to be, like a close friend, is very difficult for me.
It
and
is.
I feel like... Have you ever taken one of those personality tests? It's like you're a INTJ or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really understand them. And
they're bullshit.
I think they're bullshit. But then I took one recently because I was really bored and procrastinating. And the answer I got was actually it made me understand a lot of how I am.
Oh, really?
And it was sort of like, you're a difficult person to become friends with because you kind of I don't like call people up a lot and tell them I want to hang out with them.
Oh.
I kind of wait for people to like knock down my door saying,
yeah.
I want to hang out with you.
Uh-huh.
And then even then it's like, I can't be pressured too much. Like if you text me every other day and say, can we hang out? Then I'll just retreat. And it's just like, I don't know.
Wow.
I think I'm tricky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. So I'm going to bang down your door more.
Well, I think,
but not too much.
I feel like that's why part of why our friendship is good is because you do get me to come out.
Yeah.
In a way that is not so pressured that I feel like anxious. And
yeah.
I don't know how you do that exactly. Like for my birthday, you were like, I'm going to come over. We're going to have a barbecue. And I wouldn't have done it if you hadn't like been so.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to not celebrate your birthday with you in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I'll come to your house. I'll do what you want. I'll go on the day that you want to do it.
You made it so easy that I couldn't say no, even though I was sort of like, I don't know if I want to do anything. I don't know. And I always panic. And then last minute, I'm sad that I didn't do anything. So it was like, perfect.
I'm glad that you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. And see, I feel like part of the reason why we work as friends, too, is that like
We both have anxiety, but about different things. Yeah. And so, like, I'm the type of person who I just like to plan a lot anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing. And I think you respond to that a little bit.
Well, I also like to plan a lot, but not as much as you. So I feel comfortable letting you take the reins.
But you also don't make me feel like a crazy person for wanting to plan.
No.
Like, you're willing to be like, oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, we're going to medieval times. Yeah. I will drive us there and here is the days that work for me.
I love that. You structure everything so that I don't have questions. When people call me up and they're like, hey, yeah, we're just going to go to the beach. Like, that's it. I'm like, okay, but
that's when? Sounds like a fucking nightmare
to me.
Yeah,
that makes me very anxious.
Oh my God. And we're all going to take separate cars. We're not going to be able to find each other. You fucking idiots.
Yeah, exactly. I hate that. And then it always works out for those people, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like,
it works out for those people because the anxious people around them are hustling to get the details in order, I think.
I think so, yeah.
That's the thing that I realized is like when other people are like relaxed about things coming together, well, I don't know. Maybe they just work out for them. I can't understand how they don't have dire consequences.
Yeah.
How there aren't dire consequences for people who don't plan to bring things together.
I know. I think everything just,
yeah,
they just go with the flow.
But another thing about making friends as an adult is I realized I have to really remind myself when I'm like meeting new people and being like, ooh, this person's interesting to me, I want to hang out, or like even just choosing who to spend my time with, that the most important thing to pay attention is to like, how do they make you feel and what do they bring out in you?
Yeah. If I feel bad after most of the times I hang out with someone, I no longer have patience for that.
Yeah.
Because it's just like,
or even if it's like, I like someone a lot, but we don't have things to talk about.
Yeah.
Or like when I talk to them, I don't feel understood in the things that I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Or that's like a sign that's like, oh, maybe we're not supposed to be good friends. I don't know.
I also categorize my friends. Like I have work friends, or I have friends that I can do certain activities with, or, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, I don't know how to court friends. That's not a thing that I know how to do. But
I think if it's actually like you have trouble making friends, I would seek out like an activity where I could meet people.
Yeah.
Like some kind of craft.
Yeah. I think it's for us, it's like a different process because we're somewhat public figures. So if people are interested in being our friends, it's easy for them to find out a lot of information about us.
Yeah.
And so it's like you already have like you skipped a couple steps. Which is cool. It makes it. Oh my God. I mean, that's like a big draw to being in this industry is like I've gotten to forego a lot of social anxiety that I used to experience.
Like you already know what I'm into and you know I like gross stuff. So if you want to be my friend, we can probably cut straight to the
me talking about the shit I just did is not going to surprise you.
Yeah.
And if it does, well, get out of here.
Can I text you about my shit? Yes or no?
And it's fine to have people in your life who you can't text about your shit.
Yeah.
But just they can't be front and center.
Yeah. good question.
Very good question.
Someone else wrote raccoons, but they spelled it wrong. So clearly they need us to talk about it.
What do they want us to say about raccoons?
Well, first of all, you should put an extra C in the word raccoons.
Two C's in raccoons.
They're trash cats and I like them. I think that comes from there's an article by Mallory Ortberg for The Toast where she wrote about raccoons and it's one of the funniest things I've ever read. She just calls them trash cats and like
they are trash cats.
It's so funny. It's the funniest article. Look it up for the dearly departed The Toast website.
Oh.
It ended.
Yeah, that was really sad.
But Hillary wrote for it.
I know, that was so cool.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot to say about raccoons, but there are a lot of skunks in my neighborhood now, and they are terrifying. I scream when I see them, which is not the thing you're supposed to do.
I they're so cute, and I just want to cuddle them, but they're so smelly. It's awful.
Yeah, it's really bad. Do you like the smell of skunks?
I like just a faint whiff of it.
Just the tiniest bit.
Whereas my dog would prefer full face blast of it, which she has gotten and it's her favorite and it's a real problem.
That's so funny to me.
Someone else asked, how do you balance professional life and still make room for fun?
I don't.
Although I made my boyfriend take me to the park yesterday and we just put down a blanket and lied in the park and that was really nice. So
that's great.
We've done it twice in the last 2 weeks and I really want to do it like all the time.
Yeah, that's very French.
Yeah. Very franche.
Yeah.
Feels good.
That's a good thing. I was thinking about getting a ping pong table.
I would play ping pong. I'm terrible at ping pong.
Yeah.
I'm so bad. I can't even keep the ball on the table.
I'm pretty good at ping pong, I think.
Cool. You should get one.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll do that. That would be a good way to balance work and fun.
Yeah.
It is really hard though, and it takes a big toll on me when I'm like, we're like right now, my job, it's like not more hours than any other writing job I've had, but the commute is so much longer that there are like, there's like an hour and a half missing from my day that I realized is the hour and a half I was using to do the things that make me actually happy.
Oh yeah.
So it's like such a big difference.
That happens to me in the thick of, when BoJack's really busy, I have to stay there so long that I lose that hour where
I'm
just doing leisurely things.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Or doing stand-up or keeping up with friends who make me happy.
Yeah.
It puts more pressure on your relationship too.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh God, there's things I get from my friends that I cannot get from you.
Yeah, totally.
someone else asked, the fashion design in BoJack is amazing. Lisa, is that all you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
People in BoJack wear things that you own sometimes, I think.
Yeah, or things that I would like to own.
Yeah.
Yeah, this person asked, as a fan of fashion, I've definitely seen items I recognize as actual purchasable pieces.
Yeah.
Yes, those places have endorsed me to draw them into BoJack. No, that's not true. Sometimes I just like to shop online and like look at things that look interesting and fun silhouettes. And then I usually change it in some way, or like I do something inspired by it, or... You know, I drew like some Valentino kitten heels on. Oh my God. Like, so, okay, this is a segue, but I was at a comics convention and a person came up to get a book signed. And then they were like, I like your design. It was some man. He was like, I like your designs on BoJack. But you know, Mia the mouse, she was actually kind of a boring character design. And he wasn't being mean. So I wasn't like, fuck you. He just sort of said that. Like, he was just kind of stream of consciousness. And I think he immediately realized that was kind of rude. But I was like, you know what? You're wrong, because she's a mouse and she's wearing Valentino kitten heels. She's wearing a blue leopard print blazer. She's wearing a golden cheese shaped necklace. So,
yeah.
So look again. And he was like, oh, you're right. And I'm sorry. I'm very stupid. I'm like, here are some things about her outfit that I've carefully considered that you wouldn't notice because you're not thinking about fashion.
Yeah.
And I think about it all the time.
Stupid asshole.
I think that's my favorite thing about working on BoJack is I'm like, oh, this fashion is important and I like to think about it a lot, and that's okay. It's not frivolous.
Someone should write an article about the fashion in BoJack. That's like not a thing I've seen yet.
There's one article where they put pictures of actual items that might have inspired things, and then the BoJack pictures, and some of them were right and some were wrong, but like it made me so happy.
Oh, cool.
And then also this bag designer, Claire Vivier, recognized one of her bags on the show.
Oh man.
And I was like, don't sue me, but
yeah, I just send me a bag.
I just thought Princess Carolyn would have your hot pink messenger bag.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yep.
Should we do Chench Chat?
Oh yes.
It's time now for Chench Chat, the regular segment where we talk about any news or updates in the world of Martha Stewart's pony, Ben Chench.
Chench. When the clock strikes noon, we could have a picnic lunch, fine wine, full moon, and we're chatting about Chench. Ben Chench.
So yesterday you texted me and you were wondering whether Ben Chench is trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
And my answer was no, only because the copyright lawyers cannot get his name to stay consistent across all all of their documents.
Was this a researched answer or a speculative answer?
This is speculative, but I think it's well-informed and...
Yeah. I wonder if they could trademark just the word chunch.
Yeah, I don't know, because I've looked it up and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So maybe that maybe is a stronger case for them being able to trademark it if it's not a word with an alternate meaning.
I'd like to be able to make Ben Chench t-shirts or merch at some point, but I don't want to step on Martha Stewart's toes with that, you know, because she's in merch herself.
That's true.
And it's her animal. So I really, you know, want to be respectful of that.
Oh my God. I just had like the most vivid fantasy of you doing a clothing line with Martha Stewart of just Ben Chench related apparel.
I would love that if it happened.
That would be incredible.
I won't push it, but if the universe wants that for me, then I'm open to it.
We'll get there.
That concludes.
Oh yeah, we should also mention we got a fan art of Ben Chench.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. From Joey Allison Sayers.
Yeah.
Who's she's an amazing cartoonist. She's awesome.
Yeah.
And she did this great poster with all these different Chunches that she made like different names for them.
Yeah.
And they're all related to Ben Chunch.
A field guide to Martha Stewart's ponies.
It's so great.
It's really good. You should check it out. I think we both retweeted it. It's a tweet from July 7th. And you should follow her on Twitter at Joey Allison with one L. That concludes Chunch Chat.
It does.
It's time now for One on Fun. I'm gonna steal a question from our Twitter responses.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Lisa.
Yeah.
This is a question from Lewis Wheel. If you could merge two fruits or vegetables together. I've done this question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You totally did.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like a grunion, a garlic and onion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? We could do fruits because last time it was like vegetables,
last
right?
Last time it was vegetables. Yeah. So if you could merge two fruits together to combine their qualities, which would it be and why?
I would combine... This is so dumb. I would just combine blueberry and strawberry together.
Okay.
Because sometimes I'm in the store and I want to buy berries, but they're so expensive. And usually the berries, they go bad very quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I can only buy one berry.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish I could just get them all in one thing.
That's a good, they do that at the farmer's market.
So it'd be like a blawberry.
A blawberry. Very good.
Very good.
Right.
I'm going to steal a question from Twitter.
Okay.
Emily.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm worried that by the time this podcast comes out, this will no longer be relevant, but like get to the bottom of the obvious unromance of Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston. Oh, this person has an angle. They think that it's not real.
They think it's not real. Well, joke's on you. I don't really know who Tom Hiddleston is.
Oh, he's Loki.
Loki from what?
One of those movies where...
From like a superhero movie?
Yeah. Thor, I want to say. Marvel. I don't know.
Someone's
so mad at me right now.
I'm going to Google him right now.
He's cute.
He's cute. I think they're probably really dating, although Vox thinks it's a publicity stunt.
I think they're dating. I think they're very well matched.
You do?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, I read a lot on the Lainey gossip blog, which is my favorite gossip blog. And she's made the point that they're both kind of equally eager and equally thirsty in a way that's, complementary to each other.
Oh.
Like he's happy to be there. He's happy when she gets press, 'cause then he gets press too. And he's always happy. He's always smiling in every picture of them.
Oh.
The paparazzi takes, whereas her previous boyfriends have been uncomfortable with the attention on her.
Interesting.
So he's actually maybe a good match. I hope it's real. I don't know.
I hope it's real. I also don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
God, my relationship with Taylor Swift is just so complicated.
Yeah, me too.
What would you... Have you... Would you meet her?
Yeah, I'd like to meet her. I think she's probably really nice.
Yeah.
I think... Yeah, I... Actually, the other day I was fantasizing about doing a music video for her.
Yeah.
I was like, what if I did a music video for someone who was like a really big pop star? You know, that'd be crazy.
That'd be cool. 'Cause you're doing one right now.
I am.
Can you talk about that or no?
Yeah, it's, I think it's probably coming out shortly after this, but it's for Tegan and Sarah.
So cool.
Yeah.
And
they're awesome.
So keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah.
Okay. That concludes One on Fun. We'll be right back with Wiki of the Week.
Hey, you work hard, you play harder, you look great, and you smell fantastic. You deserve a vacation where you can kick back, hone your creativity, enjoy incredible comedy performances, and make some new lifelong friends in a maybe haunted inn in the Poconos Mountains. We've got The Adventure Zone, JJ Go, Joe Firestone's Friends of Single People, plus stand-up from Aparna Nancherla, Phoebe Robinson, Kevin Avery, Joel Kim Booster, and way more. Join us for Max FunCon East, September 2nd through 4th. There are only 10 rooms left, so head to maxfuncon.com and nail down your tickets today. Like now. Do it.
Wick, 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 wick. the week.
Welcome to Wiki of the Week. Let's introduce our guest this week. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited he's here. He's one of my favorite comedians. And you can see him on Superstore, on NBC, all of the first seasons on Hulu, I think. Please welcome Nico Santos.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited you're here. This page was sent to us by Daniel Whelan. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
It's the page for Haru Urara. Haru Urara is a Japanese racehorse. The horse gained nationwide popularity in 2003, not due to her success, but rather due to a long string of consecutive losses.
Haru Urara was a bay mare foaled on February 27th, 1996 on Nobutu Bukujo Utafue.
Oh my
this
gosh.
Is Japanese horse?
So many
Mitsuishi,
Japanese words.
Mitsuishi Hokkaido.
Wait, who named this horse? Because that sounds like a mean name to give a Japanese
horse. Oh, I think
horse.
They explain that later, how she got that.
Yeah, but also
name.
I think the things that Lisa was just reading are the place that the horse was born,
yeah.
Not the horse's name.
Yeah, Hokkaido.
Hokkaido Prefecture.
Okay. Yeah. She was sired by Nippo Teo, a top-class racehorse whose wins included the Tenno Sho and the Yasuda Kinen. Mm. Unable to find a buyer for their filly, the farm began training Haru Urara as a racehorse under their own ownership.
No.
Racing career. At her debut on November 17th, 1998 at the Kochi racetrack, Haru Urara lost, placing fifth and last. Over the next 4.5 years, she would compete once or twice every month, but was unable to obtain a single victory.
Wait, is she still alive? She's not glue yet?
You know what? I don't think she is.
Nope.
Yeah, although I think she's still alive.
Yeah, ooh. I think she's still alive. She was born in 1996, so she's 20 years old.
Yeah.
How long do horses live?
She's a millennial.
They often
she is a millennial.
They often live into their late 20s and 30s. Oh.
This is the problem with that participation trophy culture,
right?
Maybe she just doesn't identify as a horse.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem, and she's being forced to race.
I mean, she definitely does not identify as a racehorse. For sure.
Or as a winner, apparently.
Yeah, as a winner.
In June 2003, after garnering her 80th consecutive loss, the story was picked up by the national Japanese media, making Haru Urara a household name. She quickly became very popular in Japan and was called the shining star of losers everywhere. Makagumi no Hoshi.
That's all I want to be known as.
For continuing to run with all her heart despite her seemingly endless losing streak. This surge in popularity was dubbed the Haru Urara boom. And news about her even reached the international community, being reported in the U.S., Canada, Germany, and elsewhere.
Ah, so desu ne.
The shining star of losers everywhere. I just really love that phrase.
I mean, I would be loved to be known as that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a great little...
And also, is there anyone out there being like, yeah, I'm a loser too. I love this horse.
Yeah.
Like, who is self-identifying? I love it. During the boom, Haru Urara betting tickets began to be used as o mamori, particularly for protection against traffic accidents. The word ataranai in Japanese can mean both to lose a bet and to avoid being struck.
Oh, it's like aloha, apparently.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dual meaning.
Yeah.
Dual meaning. Yeah.
So it was said that a Haru Urara betting ticket, a guaranteed loss, could protect the owner's car from being hit.
Oh, it's like tossing coins into a fountain or something. It's
yeah.
like...
yeah. I'm trying to think if there's like an American cultural equivalent of that. Of
that ticket?
Yeah, or just of like some kind of like superstition around like a...
Like punching a baby of something?
Or like were there any sort of like superstitious practices that came up around... who was that woman from soap operas who never... Oh, Susan Lucci.
Oh my God.
This is like the Susan Lucci of... Because she never won an Emmy and she was like always...
But she broke her streak though. This horse did not.
This horse did not. No. Yeah.
Have you ever been to a racehorse?
A horse track? No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went for the first time, actually recently.
Oh, really?
I went with the writers and the cast of Superstore. We all went to the Santa Anita racetrack.
I love that racetrack.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
It's so beautiful.
They offered us a luxury suite. So I was like, oh, we are going to go in style. I did not wear my hat or white gloves, but I felt like it was there in spirit. It's great. Yeah. It's really good. It was exciting. I won $150 off a $12 bet.
Nice.
What? Yep.
Really
yep.
good.
It was
That's
awesome.
Really cool.
I will go again. I'm scared because I am Filipino and our people tend to like to gamble.
Yeah.
And I've already done the Vegas thing and really loved that. And
you won. Like,
and
your
I won
first time.
Both in yeah. In Vegas and here, and I think
you got the bug.
Yeah,
you got to watch out for that.
Yeah,
that is
I'm definitely gonna go back. Definitely.
What do they have in the luxury suite?
It was just like it was air conditioned.
Okay,
so it was great because it's super hot.
Yeah, because normally you're just outside. Like,
yeah, exactly. So it was air conditioned. They had free food for us and free booze. And you can just chill and watch the race and just chillax. Like I feel like if you were out in the stands, it's just.
It's like a sad scene to me.
It's a little sad sometimes, yeah.
Lisa,
yeah.
You've been to probably yeah. multiple times. Lisa's really into horses.
Yeah, I know. I feel mixed because sometimes racehorses aren't treated that well, and I disagree with the breeding practices and whatnot. But then watching the race itself is so fun, and I like to just go down and look at the horses when they're coming out before the race, and they're so muscular and like yeah. silky. And
we were able to like look at the horses before they went on and raced, and
yeah.
then we were able to watch it from the winner's circle too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very exhilarating. Thrilling.
Really, yeah. yeah. In September 2003, the Kochi Prefecture Horse Racing Association introduced a service wherein they would stamp the word Ataranai on any betting ticket related to Haru Urara. Omamori were also created from mane and tail hairs that were said to have fallen out during brushing, but production was soon halted due to concerns expressed by animal welfare groups.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This totally just fell off. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
Plucking this horse bear.
Definitely not.
She seems a little stressed.
Yeah. What's crazy is it's like, do horses know they lose a race?
I think they do.
You think so?
I think they know when they've won.
Yeah. I mean, I think they know when they've won, but if you've never experienced winning,
yeah,
it's just like I went for a run with my friends.
Yeah. Some horses care and some don't.
Yeah. This horse, I can't tell if this horse cared or not. At a race held on March 22nd, 2004, during the peak of her popularity, more than 13,000 spectators packed the Kochi racetrack, 3,000 of whom had gathered outside before the gates opened, forcing the track to open 30 minutes earlier than scheduled. Some people waited in line for up to 5 hours to buy tickets at the Haru Urara commemorative ticket booth, which was established especially for the event. Fans bet a grand total of 121 million yen, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Which is like, what, $5?
Yeah. 121,751,200 yen on a Haru Urara victory, an impressive sum, particularly for a horse that had not won once in more than 100 attempts. The race ended in disappointment, but not surprise.
Yeah, much like most of my relationships.
You're like, yep, that's yeah, what that, happens. Yeah,
sounds about right. Yeah. Sounds about right. Yep.
Despite being ridden by Japan's premier jockey, Yatuka Take, Haru Urara earned her 106th consecutive loss, placing 10th among 11 horses running.
Who was the horse who was slower than her?
Oh my gosh.
An even bigger loser.
See, the reason I won money in that horse race too was that there was an upset.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So it's, yeah, so
oh,
sometimes
so
I like,
that's
yeah, I like to, I like to bet on the underdog.
What was that's the right. name of the horse that you bet on?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I know. You know what I did? I did the trifecta box.
Oh, yeah.
So they just had to be in the top three in this, you know.
Oh,
that's fun. So.
Numerous products using Haru Urara's name or image have been produced, including stuffed toys, key rings, mobile phone straps, stickers, stamps, train tickets, rice, shochu. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a kind of drink.
Shochu?
Oh.
Yeah.
Shochu?
It's liquor.
Hats, t-shirts, and bras.
Ooh, I want a racehorse bra.
Yeah.
He's the Tom Jones of horses, apparently.
Also, can you imagine like going on a date, it's going well, you get home, you take off your shirt, and he's like, what's the deal with that bra? And it's like, oh, it's about this horse that's a loser.
I'm a loser.
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Yes, Victoria's Secret. Yeah. We've seen that video, haven't we?
A number of books and songs, as well as a movie, were also written about Haru Urara during the boom period. The Japanese Prime Minister, Junichiro Koizumi, said, I'd like to see Haru Urara win, even just once. The horse is a good example of not giving up in the face of defeat. I feel like the horse didn't really have a chance of a choice of whether or not to give up.
Yeah. Wait, this also sounds like it happened like in the 50s or something, but this just happened like...
Yeah, like, this recently. Happened...
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Her debut was in 1998.
Yeah. Like, this seems like it should have been, like, you know, in Seabiscuit time.
Yeah.
You
know? But no, this is still happening. Amazing. She's not been officially retired yet, but has not raced since September 2004. She currently maintains a record of 0 wins and 113 losses.
Oh. They show her pedigree underneath, and I think I found the source of her problems, which is that her, like...
She's not a horse.
Let's see, her...
it was a donkey the whole
this
time.
Entire time.
Her great-great-grandmother was named Goofed. Bred with Northern Dancer, who's a very famous racehorse, but then Goofed.
Goofed? Oh my God. Yeah, there are a lot of really good horse names in her pedigree.
I like Peerless Lady.
Peerless Lady. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Princely Gift.
Also,
they always have interesting names.
She is inbred because.
Oh, well, that's normal.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Northern Dancer is like both her maternal great grandmother and paternal great grandmother.
Father.
Father?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Instead of. Yeah. Great tragedy.
That's pretty normal for a purebred horse. Yeah. And it goes back far enough that it's not totally.
Yeah.
Horses and royalty, apparently. This is just the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. My favorite other horse names from this are Princely Gift.
Yeah.
Flaming Page. East Side.
What?
And
I like Lover John.
Lover John. Yeah, those are all really good.
I love horse names.
Yeah, that I think is going to do it for Haru Urara.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sending this in. That concludes Wiki of the Week. We will be right back with Nico Santos. Welcome back. We're here with Nico Santos.
What's up?
Hi.
What's up, players?
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about fashion.
Okay.
You worked in retail for many years.
For so long.
Yeah.
While I was doing stand-up in SF, I was also working retail in San Francisco at the same time. So I worked in retail for like 8 years.
Oh my God.
In SF, in like fancy ass boutiques and stuff.
Ooh, where?
So my first job was I was actually working at a call center for a high-end shoe catalog called Arthur Baron. And then they eventually moved me to their retail store. But then I got a job at Neiman Marcus. I worked for Dior, Jimmy Choo. And then I also worked for, my last retail job was with Bottega Veneta.
Wow.
In San Francisco.
That's the one store that I visited you at. And
yes.
That was like a very eye-opening experience.
Did you buy anything?
No, I did not. There was nothing in there. I think like the cheapest thing you guys had at the time was like a $400 leather baseball hat.
We had one of those. Yeah. Well, our keychain started about $250. So if you need a keychain.
Oh my God.
Oh, gotta get that leather hat.
I mean,
so chic.
I feel like if I had a $250 keychain, I would probably never lose my keys again.
Never again.
So that is saying something for that.
Well, actually, you'd be surprised. I had clients who'd be like, I lost that bag or whatever. I'm like, okay, well, let me send you another one.
Whoa.
That'll be $12,000.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Yeah. So how did you get into it?
I majored in, I've always been into design and stuff. I majored in costume design for theater in college. And then growing up, I was a big comic book nerd. So I would design, like make my own superheroes. But then I would like design the female superheroes. Like, this is, you know, like Firestorm, whatever. But she's, you know, she's wearing a sensible outfit because she's going to brunch. So I just designed like a whole wardrobe for them. So I've always been into like design and stuff like that. And then when I was looking for a day job in San Francisco, I just basically pressured that call center, the owner. I was like, oh, I can sell the shit out of this.
You can cuss on this.
Okay. I can sell the shit out of these handbags and these shoes. You better put me on the floor. And they put me on the sales floor. And like I became like, you know, without any sales experience, really, like I was outselling some of their other people.
Oh, shit.
So they were like, okay, we'll keep you in the sales floor. So I just kind of developed my client book from that first job and eventually just moved on to different. In San Francisco, you all have your book of clients that stay with you whatever store you go to. Oh.
Really?
Yeah, you develop a relationship with these pill-popping rich housewives, wow. basically. So you help a lot of people come through the door, but a lot of you are really, I mean, like, the way you make your money through your commission are repeat customers, so...
Oh, man.
You help, like, wives of, you know, like, Silicon Valley CEOs and all these people. And
are you, a personal stylist for them, kind of?
I mean, technically, yeah, that's part of your job. So, I mean, like, they come to you for their social calendar. So,
yeah.
You're like, okay, so you have the symphony opening, you have the opera, you have the ballet, you have this opening, and you have this charity to go to. And then you're like, okay, so I have these gowns for these events. These are the shoes to go with. These are the bags to go with it. Okay, so what do we need for what event? And then sometimes you'll even go to their homes and have to, like, edit their closets. Like, okay, this we'll put in, like, this you can donate or put in consignment. This stuff right here, these are going to be great vintage pieces. Keep those. We'll put those in storage.
Oh,
now,
wow.
This is what I have for the new season. Blah, 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 blah. So what do you want? What do you need? I have clients that I've never met before. I just work over the phone.
Whoa.
I had a client who was like... He was some sort of construction, like huge construction magnate in Hong Kong. And whenever he would shop, he would buy three of everything and just ship it to all of his homes because he didn't like packing. So he's like, all right, I like these pieces. I need three of each. Send them to these addresses.
Oh, my God. And, oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's like you can just pay someone to pack for you.
Yeah. He just didn't like packing. He also had his own plane, like not like a jet, but like a 747.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Plane, yeah.
If you have your own 747, how do you decide which seat to sit in?
I don't think there are seats inside. It's like a full-on,
it's just like you just got the seats. I don't know why I'm just assuming it has the same interior. Like,
do I have to sit in economy if I own the entire plane?
It's just one big seat that takes up the entire size of the plane.
I do miss that job. It's like it was a lot of fun being around. Like all the new clothing and all the new bags, like every season.
I mean, what a weird world. And like, what an interesting.
It's insane, like meeting these people who are just like, I mean, like, you know, we lived like broke comedians for so long.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always had expensive taste, but I couldn't afford that kind of stuff. Working in retail too, like providing me with a discount, I would like save up like all my paychecks and be like, buy that one good pair of shoes.
So you bought stuff from the...
Oh, like half my paycheck went back to the company. Because then I would like, we would get our employee discount on top of the sale prices. So, and some of that stuff I still have. I mean, like I have shoes that have lasted for literally 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Fucking better.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just have to take care of them.
Like babies. You have to take care of that. Do you did you have like favorite clients or least favorite clients when you were doing it?
Yeah, there was. you have different clients. So you have clients that come to you only during the sales, who spend a lot of money during the sales. There are certain clients who for sure, you know, have a shopping addiction who will just buy and return.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I have to constantly remind them, I'm like, our return policy is within 10 days of purchase, unused.
Yeah.
But I used to help this one lady who used to own, her family used to own the 49ers.
Oh.
Yeah. So, okay. She was a lot of fun to help because, you know, they just had a lot of money. So I could basically just be like, what about these? And she was just a fun person and like fun to, she was a really fun person to dress because her style was really great. So,
oh, cool. Yeah,
it was awesome. But there's a lot of crazy, crazy people out there, you know, so. And people were just like, well, I paid, you know, like this much for it. And why is it? I'm like, well, sometimes the most expensive things are the most delicate.
Yeah.
It's made out of satin. You're not supposed to dunk it in vodka soda. You're crazy. So.
It's like a work of art.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
These are literally hand-beaded, hand-sewn, like, you know, like, so.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, so now that you are a freaking TV star, are you, like, scheming on your red carpet looks?
Oh, my God. It's like, yes. So I've lately I've gained a little bit of weight, so I haven't bought any clothing because I'm like, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. And once I'm skinny, then I'm going to, you know, buy a designer suit. But I've bought a lot of, I haven't been careless. I actually thought now that I have like a big boy job making real money, I'm like, I'm going to just go crazy at Barney's or whatever. But I've been good. I did buy myself a few pieces. Mm-hmm. So I bought some bags and some shoes.
What's like the fanciest thing you've bought?
Ooh, my favorite piece right now, actually, that I bought is this Martin Margiela clutch that I just got recently, like a month ago. It was on sale. It was 40% off. It was amazing. But it's this large portfolio clutch. It's made out of reflective fabric. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the clutch, it just seems like a gray silver clutch with a little bit of a pattern. But then when you take a picture of it,
oh yeah,
it becomes like a matte python pattern on the picture. If you take a close up picture of it, and then if you take a picture of it from far away, it's full on like reflective. It's so cool.
Wow. So it means you won't show up in the picture if people take a picture with flash, right?
It's just like you really just see like the bag, like
that is very celebrity.
It was like
anti paparazzi. I love it.
You can totally just put in your fans and be like, TMZ, no. I'm busy. I'm having dinner at Craig's. Stop it.
I love Margiela.
Amazing. Yeah. Margiela's one of my favorite brands right now.
Yeah.
So but I'm kind of saving up. I really want a Valentino backpack.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Are they like leather backpacks or?
Yeah, there's a particular one. There's the leather one with a print that has, you know, the studs on it. Mm-hmm. It's really like, yeah. But then that's a lot of money.
You guys, I don't know any of this. So you guys should just talk amongst yourselves for a little while. Lisa knows a lot more about fashion than I do.
I don't even know that much. There's a lot I don't know. It's just, I think through designing for BoJack, I've had more of an excuse to like fulfill that impulse to just look at fashion online. And so I find things that I really like. Like there's certain characters I like designing for because I can give them whatever. Like Sarah Lynn, I gave her this like Alexander McQueen clutch with like the skull on it.
Oh, amazing.
That I really like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I would like to have one.
I basically spend most of my time when I'm free looking through Vogue.com.
Oh, really?
Because they have every single fashion show on file, basically. So like you just look through the seasons, both for men and for women. And you have ready to wear, and they have couture, and I usually just get lost. Like I spend most of my time either looking at fashion stuff or food.
Yeah, nice. Like,
and I will get into a hole on the internet looking up restaurants and reading menus.
Oh,
and
right.
Just constantly, just like, well, that sounds delicious. I'd like to go to that place.
That is, I think, I haven't like splurged on clothes since I started making money, but like I have splurged on food? Like food experiences.
Oh, yeah.
That's like one of the things that I feel like.
Have you been to Atelier Crane in San Francisco?
No.
Okay, so I went last year.
Oh my God, I saw pictures of this that you posted.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Tell me about this.
So actually, if you really want to get into it, Chef's Table on Netflix. Did an episode on her. Her name's Dominique Crenn, and she's this amazing. I think she's like one of the very few female chefs who have earned two Michelin stars.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. And her restaurant is kind of amazing. The menu is a poem. So it sounds really pretentious, but it's so worth it. The menu is a poem, and each course of the meal corresponds to a line of the poem.
Whoa.
And it's really just like 22 courses of the most amazing, visually amazing, and it tastes crazy.
I'm picturing like a Shel Silverstein like pile of pancakes poem. One of those like shitty like but
roses
sure
are red, violets.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's classy as fuck.
I'm looking at pictures and her meals look like Zen gardens.
Yeah,
like.
it's really beautiful, and the food's amazing, and it's the most I've ever spent on food. But it was so worth it, and I would so go again.
Oh my God.
So good.
Well, let's go right now.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, well, I'm eating Wolf's Mouth tonight, so I can't.
What's Wolf's Mouth?
What's that? It's like a supper club thing in LA.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've never been.
It's cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to try. There's a new place in Santa Monica I want to try called Cassia.
Cassia.
That's supposed to be really good. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's been compared to Balthazar in New York, but with like a Southeast Asian twist.
Okay.
Which sounds super interesting, right?
That sounds good.
The other thing I wanted to talk about before we go is you are from the Philippines.
Born and raised.
Yeah. Yep. And how old were you when you came to the United States?
I moved to Gresham, Oregon when I was 16.
Which that blows my mind. That is like
Everybody thinks that I am like so Californian.
Yeah.
I just don't have like I don't have the accent. I feel very American.
Yeah. But
yeah, I forget sometimes. I'm like, I spent half my life in a completely different country.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Did you speak English before you came here? Or?
I grew up bilingual. And our family had spent a few summer vacations here in the States before I decided to move here. So I was immersed in American culture, and it's American culture is very huge in the Philippines. So yeah, I was very much aware, but it was still a different crazy, like, because I just grew up, you know, watching Baywatch and Murphy Brown and like all these crazy movies. And when I moved here, I thought that like my high school was going to be like Beverly Hills 90210. And it was just some crazy regular high school in Gresham, Oregon. Yeah, it was just so nondescript. I'm like, where's Brenda? I have a locker. How American. This is great.
Do you go back?
I haven't been back in 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I went back the year after I moved here for Christmas, and I haven't been back since.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any desire to?
I would love to. It's just my schedule, and before it was money and scheduling that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Now it's scheduling. I just don't know when I'll be able to go back again. But I would love to. I still have family there. I still have friends there. They're all just like, you won't recognize it at all.
Wow.
It's changed so much.
How do they say it's changed?
Well, it's a lot more congested. It was a lot more congested now.
Yeah.
My mom's like, you can only, like my mom went recently. She's like, you can only plan for, like the traffic is so bad. She's like, you can only plan one thing for today. Because literally it will take you like 3 hours each way to whatever, to have to like go about your day.
It's my nightmare.
Yeah, it's the traffic. It's the Philippines has some of the worst traffic in the world, apparently.
I thought LA was bad.
No, it's, yeah, that's the thing. They're like, no, I mean, picture LA, but like 100 times worse.
Oh my God.
Yeah, people just not following like lanes or traffic lights.
And just, how do people not just like shit their pants in the car?
Yeah.
They just do it. They just do it. I don't know. It's
bucket.
Been a while since I've been back. I have no clue.
Well, that's the first thing I want to know when you go.
Yeah, me too.
Do people just shit their pants in the cars?
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we should probably go to Expert Hour soon. If people want to follow you, find out more about you, where do they do it?
Oh, Twitter, Instagram, at Nico Santos Comic. Also, Snapchat. I just added Snapchat, at Nico Santos Comic. I have no idea how it works. Facebook, Nico Santos.
I have no idea how Snapchat works.
I'm figuring it out. I like how casual and shitty it is.
Yeah.
It's like things that are too shitty for Instagram or Twitter, just put it on a Snapchat.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fun for your friends.
Oh my God, I can't imagine things that are shittier than what I post on Twitter and Instagram.
It's fun. You should try. Oh, I want to say I also looked up the Valentino Spring 2016 Couture because you recommended it, and it looks like the most beautiful Ren Faire.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, exactly. Oh. It's all Elizabethan. It's really, I mean, you should look at the close-up pictures because then you can see all the detail in the beading.
I am. I'm zooming into like every.
It's redonkulous. The fabrics that they use is kind of amazing.
Oh. Everyone should look it up.
Yep. Go now.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Nico Santos, everybody.
Yay.
Yes.
It's time now for Expert Hour.
What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. We need an expert. We need an expert. We need an
Expert Hour.
Welcome to Expert Hour. Very excited about our guest this week. She's here to talk to us about ghosts. Please welcome Focaccia Wallace. Yay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to talk about this.
Ooh. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're going to get scared, I bet.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Okay. What's that?
You've never seen ghosts.
What?
It's from a movie.
What's from Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
With Bill Murray and...
What?
Never heard of it?
They're remaking it now with...
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, let's get to the real thing. Ghost.
Okay. Okay. All
right.
So let's talk about it. In what capacity are you... So are you someone who researches ghosts or are you...
Can I research... And I'll tell you why I started researching became an expert, because I also see them.
Really?
I'm like that one guy in that movie.
Oh,
you know, Marlon Wayans? where he goes,
hey,
I see dead people.
Oh, the
Sixth Man? You know, Scary Movie?
The Sixth Man?
What?
Oh, Scary Movie.
Scary Movie? Marlon Wayne sees dead people.
I think that was based on The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, it was an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah. I don't know what you're...
You've never seen that movie?
I don't know what you're talking about. Wait, is it like this Ghostbuster movie?
they're both real movies.
Yeah. The only movie I know is Scary Movie.
This is like a lot of tension for people who just met each other. Do you guys know each other or no?
No, I mean, I've read about her work. But
yeah. Did you get scared? Anyways.
So let's talk about this. I've never met anyone who's actually seen a ghost before.
You haven't?
No.
I see them all the time. I gotta say, your neighborhood, full of them.
Whoa. No, really?
Full of ghosts. That Costco, tons of ghosts walking around.
Really?
Tons of ghosts. I constantly, and I do have a special power, but I see them all the time. Your neighborhood's full of ghosts.
Whoa.
I just saw two walking
right now?
Outside.
Together?
Right outside? Two outside together walking, holding hands. Because, sometimes ghosts hold hands.
What'd they look like? Were they like in olden clothing or like...
No, they were just like wearing like shorts and tank tops.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that makes sense. Like, it doesn't make sense that ghosts would all be from olden times.
I know. I've always wondered that.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen an olden times ghost.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you that much.
You've only seen...
Just modern ghosts.
Just modern ghosts.
I guess. Present day ghosts.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So, when you see ghosts, how can you identify them?
Oh, they're easy to tell. Like, it's easy to see a ghost. Usually they have, like, white hair and they move a little bit slower than usual, and sometimes they kind of talk like this, and so that's how you identify a ghost is they got white hair. You feel like they're shrinking.
That just sounds like an old person.
What?
That just sounds like an old person that's still alive. That doesn't sound like a ghost.
I feel like there's probably like another like element to it. Maybe.
Are there ghosts here now?
No, this house is clean.
Oh, that's a relief. Oh.
This house, there's no ghosts here.
Okay.
I feel at one point there probably were.
Really?
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I've gotten that feeling before.
Yeah?
We have these gloves in the wall that
someone
left.
Ew.
That are behind glass and they cannot be removed.
Wait, what? Why?
I don't know. I was honestly kind of hoping you could give me some kind of explanation for it.
Yeah, from what it looks like, there's a dirty ghost that used to live here. A dirty ghost used to live here, so...
Can I ask you, because I know this is something, like, a lot of times when we talk about ghosts, mm-hmm. we don't talk about, like, it's all just sort of understood what they are, and I've never really understood why there's a consensus. What are ghosts? Are they dead people whose spirits haven't left, or, like, what do you think, as someone who's seen them...
They're dead people whose spirits haven't left.
That's exactly it.
Like, a lot of times they have, I guess, beef still on Earth. So they have some beef that they got to solve.
Yeah.
And so they're still floating around. But, like, I'll tell you, I live on a street and there's a house that is super haunted. It's got a ton of ghosts that kind of just shuffle around outside of it.
Oh, really?
And stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a bunch of ghosts just sitting on benches and watching cars pass by. Sometimes a ghost will lay out a bunch of junk and wants regular us living people to buy it.
Oh, wow. Wait, so other people can see the ghosts?
What? No, only I can. Like, there are a few of people like me in this world.
Oh, okay.
There's only a few of us.
Now, so, are you like a medium that you can talk to the ghosts?
I can talk to them. I don't know if that's a medium, but I guess yes, because I talk to them.
What kind of things do they say? Like, do they ever tell you how they died or?
No, they never tell me how they have died, but they will talk about sometimes like, this one ghost stopped me one day and was like, have you seen the movie Camelot? And I was like, what? And he's like, have you seen the movie Camelot starring, I think, Richard Burton? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, you ghost. And he's like, take out your phone. Uh-huh. It made me look up IMDb Camelot the movie. Uh-huh. And I had to tell him whether that Richard Burton, I think that's his name, and this lady, if they were still together or not. So that's what ghosts will talk to me about.
Old movies.
Wow.
Old movies, yeah. Their grandkids. They talk to me a lot about how they love having grandkids. And I'm like, okay, you dead person. I don't care.
Who's the most, have you met any famous ghosts?
Any famous ghosts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gary Marshall?
Gary Marshall, I think, is still alive.
Yeah, I think he's still alive.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
What are you talking about?
I had a meeting with him the other week.
You had a meeting?
Yeah.
With, and you saw him?
Yeah.
You're one of me.
Holy oh my God.
You're one of me. You want to go on? I'm planning a trip to go to some of the most haunted places in the world, like Phoenix, Arizona, and like Florida.
Florida, okay.
Florida is full of ghosts.
We should
Florida
go.
Is full of ghosts. The Golden Girls, those four ghosts, they lived in Florida.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
What?
Okay. So, okay. Started describing the ghosts you've seen. You know, like, it made sense to me that they would look old because most people die when they're elderly.
Yeah.
And so when you're in a ghost form, you would be. But it sounds like you're just.
Yeah, there are no young ghosts. Young people, as soon as they die, they turn into like old.
They just transform.
They transform.
Ghosts are like
ghosts,
transformers.
Ghosts always. We see ghosts in wheelchairs. We see them with canes. We see them with walkers with tennis balls on them. They're like that's your classic ghost.
Okay. I feel like
what's up?
You're describing just the elderly who are alive.
Yeah.
So you've never seen like a ghost like walk through walls floating.
Oh, no.
That's ghost.
They mostly just sit. Sometimes they swim.
They're not like see-through at all or
No.
They're solid.
They're a lot of times very pale.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
My parents just turned into ghosts. It was sad.
I'm sorry to hear that.
My condolences.
Yeah.
My
what happened? Like I hadn't seen them for a few years, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, Mom and Dad, you're fucking ghosts. And I scream and I kick them out of my house.
Oh, and you kick them out of your house?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not having any ghosts in my house. Is that the song?
No, it's the I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I ain't having no ghosts in my house.
No, I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Okay. That's close enough.
Let's go see this movie.
Oh, there's a lot of ghost movies. There's an actual movie called Ghost. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Oh my God. Have you seen have you seen Grumpier Old Men?
Oh, is that
that's
a ghost?
That's a very scary ghost story. Ghost movie.
What do you think it is about ghosts that makes them so scary?
Oh my gosh. A lot of times their beliefs make them very scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
A lot, like just being afraid of people who are not the color of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. So most ghosts
are
like
scary.
Trump supporters. Is what you're
saying. Yeah. A lot of ghosts are Trump supporters. Oh. My parents aren't, though.
No.
There's some nice ghosts.
Can ghosts vote?
God. I mean, I'll tell you, a bunch of ghosts were running my voting poll. And it took me an hour and a half this year to fucking vote.
Really?
Because a bunch of ghosts, like, all their papers were out of order. I was getting mad at those ghosts.
Mm. Yeah. What do you think about TV shows like Ghost Hunters, things like that? Do you
bullshit.
It's bullshit.
All it's all fake? All of it is fake. All of it is fake.
Is there like is there one particular show that's like the real deal, like as far as ghosts?
Getting it right.
Yeah, there is there's one show that is perfect. About ghosts.
What is it?
It's really great.
Okay.
It's about ghosts. Okay. It's the Golden Girls. It's spot on what ghosts are like. There's like a horny ghost, you know, and then there's kind of a ditzy ghost from South Dakota.
St. Olaf.
Saint Olaf. Where's that? Minnesota, sure, yeah. South Dakota. Yeah, so it's a very accurate account of ghosts. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think they didn't call it the Golden Ghouls?
You know, I don't know. Let's write them a letter.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that show's on anymore.
What? It's on like
those are
all the time.
Those are reruns. Really?
Yeah. Logo. Yeah. I feel like Hallmark.
But I mean, like, they're not still in production.
Yeah.
So I think it might be too late to change the name of it.
Oh, shoot.
I met Betty White. I didn't think she was a ghost when I met her.
You saw a ghost then, too.
Oh, I guess I did.
You seen ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just seem like people to me.
Yeah.
What are you guys saying?
They're not dead. They're just old.
I think they're not. Yeah. I think maybe.
Oh my God.
Like your parents aren't dead.
Your parents aren't dead.
Yeah.
Like they're.
They just.
I think they're just aging. Like sometimes people age.
Oh my God.
And it has effects on your body that make you seem maybe like less vital.
Ghost-like.
Oh my God.
But are still alive.
Do you still have your parents' number? Do you know where they are? Or because you kicked them out, right?
So. Oh my God. No, you telling me that 30 years of work has gone down the drain? Because I've just been seeing old people?
Well, I mean,
it's what it
I guess
like.
It depends, like, what kind of work were you doing?
I mean, just screaming, I guess, at old people.
Then I guess I would say, yes, that has gone down the drain.
But you make money off?
No, I lost a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of what's that, lawsuits?
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, the store Liz Claiborne filed a big one against me.
Really?
Because I was just going in there screaming and being like, you guys have a lot of ghosts trying to hunt them and get them out of there. And it was just old people.
I saw you getting dragged out of Chico's one day. Is that? Okay.
You saw me?
Okay. Yeah.
Getting dragged out of Chico's?
Yeah, I was wondering what that was about.
Yeah, it was because I was trying to get rid of all the ghosts in there. But now they're old people. Yeah.
Oh my. Can I ask you, when did you first learn about ghosts?
Well, the first time I ever saw a ghost, uh-huh. I remember it was Christmas, 1988.
Oh my God, I'm getting chills already.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I was 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden there was a rapping at our door. Just like a rap, rap, rap. And then the fucking ghost of my grandmother comes through and goes, "Merry Christmas, everyone." And my whole family, "Merry Christmas." We had dinner with her. She stayed the night.
What?
She brought us presents. And that was the first time I ever saw a ghost. And I was like, oh my God, I have to now dedicate my life to learning about ghosts and stuff. But now that we've been talking, I think it was just my grandma.
I think that's what happened.
Like, oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
No, I'm not an expert in ghosts at all. I've just been looking at old people.
Well, there is a chance that maybe you have seen a ghost, but you couldn't distinguish it from old people.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a chance. We don't know that they were all alive.
Yeah.
I think just probably a lot of them were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I honestly don't know because I've never seen a real ghost. I've only seen the elderly.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen younger people also.
Yeah.
I guess I've seen a lot of stuff that isn't ghosts.
Me too. Now that you mention it, me too.
Yeah.
Like right now we're surrounded by stuff that's not ghosts.
Yeah.
A can.
Coffee.
Some sunglasses.
Well, we could go down this rabbit hole for a while if we wanted to.
I mean, yeah, maybe I'm an expert at things that are not ghosts.
That could be.
Right?
Yeah.
You found a new purpose.
Let's workshop this here.
Okay.
You've spent a lot of your time sort of studying and yelling at old people.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a way to turn that around into something kind of positive. Like maybe you can become a friend to that community.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Befriend a bunch of old people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a calling.
I mean, now that you know that they're not ghosts, because I imagine the aversion had to do with you thinking they had sort of paranormal power, right?
Yeah. I mean, I thought they had some sort of beef in the grocery store, or, yeah, you know, I thought they died in that grocery store and now they're like trying to figure it out.
Shopping there forever.
Just shopping there forever. It's purgatory.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm. Yeah.
Shopping.
Chico's is kind of like purgatory.
Yeah, it is. Exactly.
Chico's is terrifying. Whether it's full of ghosts or not. It's terrifying.
Sometimes you just need a dragonfly print bolero jacket.
Yeah. I don't think you ever do.
Well, that's your opinion.
I guess that is. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm fired up right now because I just realized my whole life's worth has gone down the toilet.
No, I like Emily's idea of you spinning this into something positive. You know, a lot of elderly people are quite lonely and they could use a friend.
Okay. Yeah. So rather than screaming at them, I see you, you filthy ghost. I can just go, I know you're a lonely actual person.
Well, maybe
I think you can keep phrasing
I
that
see
way,
you part.
Yeah. You just start with hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah. There
hello.
You go.
Maybe
hello.
Ask them some questions hello. About their life.
Yeah.
Hello. 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 How did you die?
No, because they're
still
not
alive.
They're not dead.
They're still alive.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hello. What's your beef?
It's like, hello there, young lady.
I'm sorry.
Did I sound like a ghost?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just pretending. I'm not
okay,
a ghost.
Yeah,
we're doing role playing.
You're not a ghost.
Maybe we should ease into it. Maybe you should start sounding young.
Okay.
And then we can like work
okay.
our way up.
Work yeah. to the, okay, let's, okay. This is just a regular, hello, young lady.
Hello.
See, that wasn't that bad?
Yeah. No, that was fine.
Okay. How are you today?
Okay.
And I'm going to do another voice.
Again. Okay. Hello.
Young
no, you guys, stop it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This is gonna.
This
is gonna take
a
some time, you guys.
Yeah.
That's okay. I think we're running out of time anyway.
it's all right.
But I think this is really educational. Who knows how many other people out there were?
Yeah,
sort of confusing this same
real
type
people.
Of illusion.
Yeah.
I think quite a few.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well. I want to recommend to everyone to go see the Ghostbusters movie.
That's coming out. It looks really funny.
Very soon. And maybe we can avoid this type of misunderstanding in the future.
Yeah, I'm going to be first in line.
Yeah.
First in line, because I am not having any ghosts in my house.
No, I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I'm not afraid of those gloves in the wall.
I'm a little afraid of the gloves in the wall. All right, well... Focaccia, thank you so much for being here. I'm sorry that this didn't go the way any of us really planned.
No, I mean, my
it was
life,
still a revelation.
It was huge.
Yeah,
I think this is huge.
Yeah.
This is so big. I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Just before we go, I want to make sure you're not a ghost, right?
Oh my God. I mean...
I don't know
Christmas
why
of 1988, my ghost grandmother did slaughter us all. Maybe I am a ghost.
Whoa.
I don't know how I knew that.
It's like, but then we can all see her, so can we all see ghosts?
Oh my, you guys are all like Marlon Wayans. From Scary Movie.
That's right.
I'm a ghost, you guys.
Wow. This is just like...
Mind
we're just like
blown.
Yeah. Prejudices flipped on their head.
That's right.
This is the kind of dialogue America needs right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Thank you guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Can I take those gloves?
Yeah,
in
please,
your wall?
Please, would you take them? that concludes Expert Hour. If people want to find out more about ghosts, do you have any resources you can recommend?
I don't.
It sounds like you might really. Have to do some of your own research yourself just to get used to this new reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe your unfinished business is...
I have a bunch. I guess my unfinished business is my grandma slaughtering us. And I'm not very happy about that.
Yeah.
You should confront her.
Uh-huh. I'm going to find her.
Yeah, find her.
Find her.
Scare her.
I'm gonna scare her. I'm gonna breathe on a bathroom mirror and then write hi.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna scare her.
That concludes Expert Hour. It's time now for What Did I Learn?
What did I learn?
Lisa, what did you learn today?
I learned that it's okay to be a loser. Just one of many lessons I've learned from horses.
Yeah. Nico, what did you learn today?
I learned that ghosts are not ghosts. They're just old people.
Yeah. Unless they actually are ghosts.
Unless they actually are ghosts.
Okay, right. Yeah. Focaccia, what did you learn today?
I learned that I was never seeing ghosts because I am one. And that my grandmother slaughtered us. 1988 Christmas. Oh, boy. This has been a big day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I learned that sometimes football families are really great high fashion clients.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
That's, I think, my main takeaway of our conversation here today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. I had a pretty big revelation, but
yeah, I mean, that was pretty big.
Boo!
Oh my god,
did I get you?
Chills.
That's so scary.
Yes. Wow, you're a natural.
Yes.
I feel like my hair is turning white.
Oh, I would have said you were turning into a ghost, but that's not the case anymore.
Well, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Baby Geniuses. Please rate and subscribe on iTunes.
Please send us your butt pics to babygeniusespodcast@gmail.com. We got one butt pic.
This just got interesting.
From Lauren, who said she's 35 and works out really hard and she needed someone besides her partner to see it. And it's a great butt.
Really good butt.
Really good butt. And even those of you who don't work out, your butts are also great. We've never gotten a bad butt pic. I would just like to encourage you to feel free to send us a good one.
What's butt got to do?
Buy Emily's album.
Yes, good for her.
Buy my book, Hot Dog Taste Hot Test. Dog see BoJack season 3. It came out a couple days ago.
Oh, yes. Sweet. Oh, Superstore season 2, September 22nd.
Oh, hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
So many plugs we got here today.
Any more plugs?
Any more?
Yeah, I'll be haunting the Gelsons on Franklin all afternoon. So if you want to come see a ghost, I'll be there.
Nice.
And goodbye.
Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, we know everything. Baby geniuses, we know everything.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.